At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Have you ever felt like you're a lost ship at sea? Tossed about by the waves of life? Searching for a guiding light to bring you safely to shore? Just as a ship needs a skilled captain to navigate through stormy waters, we too need a divine navigator to guide us through the challenges and uncertainties of life. The good news is that we have a loving God who's always ready to take the helm and steer us towards our destiny. Today, I want to explore with you the transformative power of allowing God to lead your life. I'm also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, Isaiah 30, verse 21 promises, "Your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.' Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left, by surrendering the wheel to Him, we're acknowledging that He is in control and we are choosing the most capable hands to lead us. It's in acknowledging our limitations and trusting in His infinite wisdom that we find true direction and purpose. Remember, His guidance is not just about reaching a destination. It's about growing stronger and more resilient as we journey together with Him. Therefore, let us step into this voyage with faith, knowing that with God as our captain, no storm can mislead us, and no wave is too mighty to overcome. Now, let us explore the concept of stepping into the unknown with faith. My friends, when we allow God to lead us, we often find ourselves stepping into the unknown, into territories that may seem daunting or even impossible to navigate on our own. However, it is in these moments of uncertainty that our faith is truly tested and strengthened. The story of Joshua and the Israelites crossing the Jordan River, found in the book of Joshua, serves as a powerful reminder of what can happen when we choose to trust in God's guidance, even when the path ahead seems unclear. As the Israelites prepared to cross the Jordan River and enter the Promised Land, God gave Joshua a specific set of instructions. In Joshua 3, verses 7 to 8, we read, "And the Lord said to Joshua, 'This day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. You shall command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, When you have come to the edge of the water of the Jordan, you shall stand in the Jordan.'" My friends, stepping into the unknown requires a deep level of trust and obedience. The priests, carrying the Ark of the Covenant, had to take that first step into the rushing waters of the Jordan, trusting that God would fulfill His promise and part the waters for them to cross on dry ground. Just as the priests had to step into the river before the waters parted, we too must often take steps of faith before we see God's miraculous provision in our lives. My dear friends, stepping into the unknown can be a frightening prospect. It means leaving behind the familiar, the comfortable, and the predictable, and venturing into uncharted territory. However, it is in these moments of complete dependence on God that we experience His faithfulness and grace in profound ways. As we trust in His leading, we begin to see that He is with us every step of the way, guiding us and directing our paths. The beauty of stepping into the unknown with God is that He never leaves us alone. He is always by our side, providing the strength, courage, and wisdom that we need to navigate the challenges we face. When we feel overwhelmed or uncertain, we can lean on His unwavering presence and love, knowing that He will never abandon us. In Isaiah 43 verses 1 to 2, God offers this reassuring promise. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. My friends, these verses serve as a powerful reminder that no matter what uncertainties or challenges we face, God is with us, protecting us and guiding us through each step.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
When we choose to trust in His leading, even when the path ahead seems unclear, we open ourselves up to experiencing His miraculous power and provision in our lives. Stepping into the unknown with faith also requires a willingness to let go of our own plans and expectations. It means surrendering our desires and ideas of how things should be, and instead, embracing God's perfect will for our lives. This can be a difficult process, as we often cling to our own understanding and also resist the idea of relinquishing control. However, as we learn to let go and trust in God's guidance, we discover a newfound sense of peace and purpose. We begin to see that His plans for us are far greater than anything we could imagine on our own. My dear friends, I encourage you today to embrace the unknown with faith, trusting that God is leading you every step of the way. When fears and doubts arise, cling to His promises and remember that He is always with you, guiding you and directing your path. As you step out in obedience and surrender to His will, you will experience the incredible joy and fulfillment that comes from walking in His perfect plan for your life. Take a moment to reflect on the areas of your life where you may be hesitating to step into the unknown. What fears or doubts are holding you back? What steps of faith is God calling you to take? Remember, you are not alone in this journey. God is with you, and He will provide all that you need to navigate the path ahead. My friends, let us hold fast to the truth that stepping into the unknown with faith is not a one-time event, but a daily choice to trust in God's guidance and surrender to His will. May we have the courage to take those steps of faith, knowing that He is leading us into a future filled with hope, purpose, and abundance. Now, let us move on to trusting in God's timing and provision. One of the most challenging aspects of allowing God to lead our lives is learning to trust in His timing and provision. We live in a world that values instant gratification and quick results, often leaving us feeling impatient and frustrated when things don't happen according to our own timeline. However, as we navigate the journey of faith, we must learn to surrender our own expectations and trust that God's timing is perfect, even when it differs from our own. The story of Abraham and Sarah, found in the book of Genesis, serves as a powerful example of trusting in God's timing and provision. God had promised Abraham that he would become the father of many nations. But as the years passed and Sarah remained barren, the couple began to doubt God's plan. In an attempt to take matters into their own hands, Sarah gave her maidservant Hagar to Abraham, resulting in the birth of Ishmael. However, this was not the child God had promised. And it was not until Abraham was 100 years old that Sarah gave birth to their son, Isaac. In Genesis 21, verses 1 to 2, we read, "And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him." This passage highlights the importance of trusting in God's timing, even when it seems impossible or unrealistic by human standards. My dear friends, waiting on God's timing can be a difficult and painful process. We may face disappointment, heartache, and even despair as we wonder if God has forgotten us or if His promises will ever come to pass. However, it is in these moments of waiting that our faith is refined and strengthened as we learn to rely on God's faithfulness and trust in His perfect plan. The story of Joseph, found in the latter part of Genesis, is another remarkable example of trusting in God's timing and provision. Sold into slavery by his own brothers and falsely imprisoned, Joseph could have easily given up hope and lost faith in God's plan for his life. However, he chose to trust in God's sovereignty, even in the midst of his suffering, and ultimately, God elevated him to a position of great authority and influence in Egypt. As we read in Genesis 50, verse 20, "But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive." Joseph's story reminds us that even when our circumstances seem bleak and our dreams appear shattered, God is still at work, orchestrating every detail of our lives for His glory and our ultimate good. My friends, trusting in God's timing and provision requires a deep level of surrender and patience. It means letting go of our own timelines and expectations, and instead choosing to rest in the assurance that God is in control. When we find ourselves growing impatient or discouraged, we must cling to the truth of God's word and the promises He has spoken over our lives. In Habakkuk 2, verse 3, we find this encouraging promise, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." This verse reminds us that God's plans and purposes for our lives will come to pass, even if they seem delayed from our perspective. As we learn to trust in God's timing and provision, we begin to experience a greater sense of peace and contentment in our lives. We no longer feel the need to strive or manipulate circumstances to achieve our own desires, but instead, we can rest in the knowledge that God is working all things together for our good and His glory. My dear friends, I encourage you today to surrender your own timelines and expectations to God and choose to trust in His perfect timing and provision. when doubts and fears arise. Remember the stories of Abraham, Sarah, and Joseph, and hold fast to the truth that God is faithful to fulfill every promise He has spoken over your life. As you navigate the challenges and uncertainties of life, may you find comfort and strength in the knowledge that God is leading you, step by step, into the abundant life He has prepared for you. Trust in His timing. Rely on His provision and watch as He unfolds His perfect plan for your life in ways that will leave you in awe of His goodness and grace. And let us now turn our attention to embracing God's path of transformation. My friends, as we allow God to lead our lives, we must also be prepared to embrace the path of transformation that He has planned for us. This journey of growth and change is not always easy, as it often requires us to confront our own weaknesses, struggles, and areas of resistance. However, as we surrender to God's transformative work in our lives, we begin to experience the fullness of life that He desires for us. The story of Jacob, found in the book of Genesis, serves as a powerful example of embracing God's path of transformation. Jacob, whose name means deceiver, lived up to his name by manipulating and cheating his way through life. However, in a pivotal moment of surrender, Jacob wrestled with God and refused to let go until he received a blessing. As a result, God changed his name to Israel, which means he who struggles with God and set him on a new path of purpose and destiny. In Genesis 32, verses 27 to 28, we read, "So he said to him, 'What is your name?' He said, 'Jacob.' And he said, 'Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed.'" This passage demonstrates the transformative power of surrendering to God and allowing Him to change us from the inside out. My dear friends, embracing God's path of transformation requires a willingness to confront the parts of ourselves that need to change. It means acknowledging our own brokenness, sin, and areas of rebellion, and humbly submitting them to God's redeeming work. This process can be painful, as it often involves letting go of long-held patterns, beliefs, and behaviors that have become deeply ingrained in our lives. Some of us have a problem just admitting that we are imperfect and in need of God's transformative touch. It can be challenging to face the reality of our own shortcomings and the ways in which we have strayed from God's best for us. However, it is only through honest self-reflection and humble surrender that we can truly experience the freedom and joy that comes from walking in God's transformative power. As we trust in God's love and grace, we can find the courage to face our own darkness and allow His light to shine in those hidden places. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18 reminds us, "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." This verse offers the beautiful promise that as we fix our eyes on Jesus and allow His Spirit to work in us, we are gradually transformed into His likeness, reflecting His character and nature to the world around us. Embracing God's path of transformation also means being open to the unexpected ways in which He may choose to work in our lives. Sometimes, the road to growth and change takes us through valleys of suffering, loss, and disappointment. In these moments, it can be tempting to doubt God's goodness and question his plan for our lives. However, as we trust in his sovereignty and surrender to his transformative work, we begin to see that even the most difficult circumstances can be used for our ultimate good and his glory. As Romans 8, verse 28, promises, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. This verse offers the assurance that no matter what challenges or obstacles we face, God is weaving them together into a beautiful masterpiece of redemption and purpose. My friends, embracing God's path of transformation is a lifelong journey, one that requires daily surrender and dependence on his grace. It means being willing to step out of our comfort zones, confront our own weaknesses, and trust in his power to change us from the inside out. As we embark on this journey of transformation, may we find encouragement in the words of Philippians 1 verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. This verse reminds us that God is faithful to complete the transformative work that he has begun in our lives, molding us into the image of his Son and preparing us for the amazing destiny he has planned for us. So let us embrace God's path of transformation with open hearts and surrendered wills, trusting that, as we allow him to lead us, he will transform us into the men and women he has created us to be. May we find the courage to confront our own brokenness, the faith to trust in his redeeming work, and the joy of discovering the abundant life that awaits us as we walk in obedience to his will. My dear friends, remember, allowing God to lead your life is not a one-time decision, but a daily choice to trust in his guidance and surrender to his transformative work. As you step into the unknown, trust in his timing and embrace his path of transformation. Know that he is with you every step of the way, leading you into the abundant life he has prepared for you. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, everlasting and almighty God, I come before you with a heart filled with thanksgiving and praise. Your love knows no bounds, and your mercy and faithfulness endures forever. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the creator of all things. I exalt your holy name, for you alone are worthy of all honor, glory, and praise. Lord, I thank you for your unfailing love and constant presence in my life and in the lives of my loved ones. I am grateful for the gift of salvation and for the life-changing power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of a new day, for the gift of life, and for your countless daily benefits. Forgive me, Lord, for the times I have strayed from your path, and for the moments I have doubted your goodness. I humble myself before you, asking for your forgiveness. As you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have wronged me. Father, as I navigate the uncertainties of life, I trust in your divine guidance and leadership. Give me the courage to step into the unknown with unwavering faith, knowing that you are with me every step of the way. When fears and doubts arise, Lord, I hold fast to your promises and cling to your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of fear anxiety, and unbelief. I declare that I am more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, I surrender my own plans and expectations to you, choosing to trust in your perfect timing and provision. In the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of impatience, frustration, and self-reliance. I am grateful that your ways are higher than my ways, and your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. Lord, help me to rest in the assurance that you are working all things together for my good and your glory. I embrace your path of transformation in my life, even when it leads me through valleys of challenges and growth. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of resistance, complacency, and pride, and I declare that I'm being transformed into the image of Christ, from glory to glory. Heal me from every wound of the past, and strengthen me to face the future with courage and grace. Protect me from every attack of the enemy, whether it be physical, emotional, or spiritual, and surround me with your shield of love and favor. Lord, I pray that you would pour out these same blessings upon my loved ones. Protect them, guide them, and fill them with your peace and presence. Heal any brokenness in their lives, and strengthen them to walk in the purpose and destiny that you have for them. Deliver us from all evil, and lead us away from temptation. I declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that they are surrounded by your goodness and mercy. Lord, as I say this prayer, together, with everyone listening, Lord, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other. Give us the courage to step into the unknown with faith. Guide us through the challenges we face and help us to trust in your perfect timing and provision. We embrace your transformative work in our lives, knowing that you are molding us into your image. We declare healing, restoration, and victory over every area of our lives, claiming the abundant life that you have promised us. Fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit and empower us to live as bold witnesses for your kingdom. Lead us, Lord, in a plain path. Lead us beside still waters and let your will be done in our lives. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise, for you alone are worthy. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.